Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
So, did you see the news last night with the green meteor thing?
Yeah, how awesome cool was that? I was like, oh my God, aliens. But it's like apparently some kind of metal. That's why it goes green.
It's interesting because according to, depending on which news site you go to, it's green because it's got magnesium in it. Then another one's, it's green because it's got iron in it.
Yeah, right.
So I'm not actually, I can't remember
what I saw. It was a professor of astronomy or something like that was talking about last night. He said some kind of metal, but I cannot remember.
Curiously, the quotes, both of them from reasonably legitimate sources are quoting different potential metals.
I suppose you don't know, do you?
Well, you can't really be sure. Well, generally,
I point at that thing in the sky and be like, yep, it's that.
You generally know apparently what colour something is from the way, like things burn certain colours, so they should generally know.
Mm.
And a little Wikipedia-ing to me says magnesium is the green-blue one.
Oh, okay. But look, I'm no astronomer.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that Wikipedia is the basis of all knowledge, but it's a good start. But apparently they could see it as far away as Northern Territory and South Australia.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Looked all right.
The videos, I think, were Port Hedland, some of the good ones. So.
Near Karratha Police Court as well. They don't know whether it was space junk or a rock.
Yeah.
Like, it could be any one of lots of things, I suppose. You're never really going to know. But they reckon it was about the size of a pebble, probably travelling between 16 and 50 kilometres a second, which they reckon is like going from the Perth Hills to the CBD in a second.
Wow.
Yeah. So not using Albany Highway, definitely.
No way.
No. Anyway.
That's so cool, though.
I know. It was nice. It was very nice.
It was north. It's unusual.
And if they are our new invaders, then I'd like to welcome our alien overlords.
Impressive entry. Well,
that's not something you could say very often.
Oh, God.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Transperth have announced a freeze on prices this financial year, so fares will remain the same till at least this time next year. So there's some good news.
Yeah.
As part of the COVID deal. It's World Meat Free Week, according to V2 Food and Deliveroo. Now, V2 Food are the makers of the patty and Hungry Jack's Rebel Whopper.
Okay.
So I'm sure what they'd like you to do is order a Rebel Whopper delivery this week.
It seems like it.
But, I mean, I suppose it's not a bad idea. I mean, you can choose to try at least a meat-free meal this week.
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't want to do the whole week's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And try maybe what I've discovered is an option, the flexitarian option, which is what they call the mostly meat-free lifestyle. It's kind of like easing you into it.
Yeah. So if you can't commit to the whole thing, you can fall off the bandwagon a few times a week and that's fine.
But just choose quality meat when you go for it, and mostly plant-based is their key. It's not a bad way of going.
Yeah.
And June 16 is the day that only comes once a year.
That's true.
So make the most of Fudge Day.
Fudge Day. Yes. What a good day.
In their wisdom, our American friends have declared today National Fudge Day. And you can't argue with science, so go with it.
Okay. We just had some fudge, actually, from Margaret River, the Fudge Factory, but I've eaten it all, so now I can't.
Should have kept
I can't
some.
Enjoy the fudge on Fudge Day.
There you go. Your own fault.
I know.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is the Power Minute.
Yeah, with $1,000 on the line, thanks to Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham. Emma from Waikiki, morning to you.
Good morning, how's it going?
Not bad.
Good. Now, are you ready to win $1,000?
Yeah.
It's unlikely, but I'll give it a go.
Don't say that.
Well, look, this could be the day. All right, could be the day. Normally up this time. You're not normally listening at this time, so you don't have anything to go by in terms of, like, how you reckon you'll go, but I reckon you'll get it.
I have a good feeling.
Yeah. The vibe is going well today.
Mm.
So 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time. Deep breath. Good luck.
No worries.
Here we go.
Here's the timer. We'll start at the end of this question.
QWERTY is the name for the layout of which computer device?
Keyboard.
Where would you find the jugular vein?
The neck.
Is a dolphin a mammal?
Yeah.
Fleet Base West is situated on which island off the coast of WA?
Pass.
Who is the captain of the Fremantle Dockers?
Nat Five.
What colour is the Woolworths logo?
Green.
Where would you find a numerator and the denominator?
in a maths question.
Which car company made the Fairmont?
Ford.
What surname is shared by singer Pharrell and comedian Robin?
Williams.
Complete the title of this TV series, Game of...
Thrones.
Fleet Base West is situated on which island off the coast of WA?
Garden Island.
Garden Island is good.
Oh, my goodness.
Now...
You got through all 10 questions. Congratulations. No part. Well, there was a pass. We got back to it and you've answered it again. So we've got through them all.
I guess the question is.
All right. So should we go through them all?
Let's go through them. Okay. QWERTY is indeed the name for the layout of a keyboard. Correct.
Congratulations.
Jugular vein is in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
A dolphin is a mammal.
Yep.
Garden Island, you came back to, was correct. Fleet Base
well
West.
Done.
Well done there. Nat Fyfe, captain of the Dockers. Mm-hmm. Woolworths logo is indeed green. Fairmont was made by Ford. Williams is the name of Pharrell and comedian Robin. And Game of Thrones was the TV show.
It's a maths question.
Well, it is a maths question. Now,
where would you find a numerator and the denominator?
I guess the question is, how much detail were we looking for out of that question there?
And I, if it was me.
If it was you.
If it was me, you've won it.
Because it is in a maths question. The answer that we've got here is in, now, if you're, it, what's the next bit, like a more specific type of maths question, what would you say? Maths is right, I guess. But if you were to be even more specific about it, what type of maths question or what type of maths thing?
I'm not entirely sure. Like, not really sure. Fractions? I don't
know.
Fraction. A numerator and a denominator.
They are the top and bottom numbers of a fraction. That's right.
So that means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've done it. You've won the
thing. Yes. Thank you.
And you weren't even coming in feeling confident this morning, were you?
I told you I had a good feeling.
Well, the math question nearly threw me.
Well, and look, we
not
are,
my strong point.
Well, it turns out it was good enough.
It would have been yours anyway, but you've got fractions as well. Congratulations. $1,000 is all yours. Thanks to Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I don't know. Probably chucked in the savings. Trying to save for a house.
That's a good time. Aww. That's a good answer. That's a responsible answer given the current
climate. Very responsible. I'm proud of you.
Well, congratulations, Emma. $1,000 gone with the Power Minute thanks to Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham. Woo!
Thank you, guys.
Now, some good news for round ball fans.
Have announced the state's first state football centre in Queen's Park. So that's thanks to the $32.5 million in state and federal funding. So to celebrate yesterday, Mr. McGowan, he's gone and kicked a footy with some grassroots soccer teams. And, oh, God, it's the best photo I've ever seen.
It's an action. It's an action shot. It's a.
It is
a great photo. For some reason, the pose they've got him in. Mid-kick. It kind of reminds
me... looks like he's made of rubber.
He's quite stretchy. It kind of, kind of reminds me a bit of... I don't know why, but it made me think of the Taylor Harris statue. It's his own Taylor Harris moment.
He's nearly got his leg up as far as she has.
Cast him in bronze and make a statue out of it immediately. There's a non-controversial politician statue that we could get behind.
Exactly.
Right,
that's Mark McGowan kicking goals in 2020.
And you can caption it, and stay out to anyone that wants to wander over.
That's him kicking the eastern states out.
Now, according to European folklore, I've discovered a beekeeper, right, has to tell their bees about the important events that are happening in their lives. They've got to sit down and tell them the stories. Apparently, if you inherit a hive too from someone that passes away, you need to tell them that their keeper's died and that you will now be taking care of them.
Okay.
You're meant to hang little things on the thing if you're in mourning, like a little black ribbon on the hive if you're, you know, if someone's passed away in the family.
Okay.
There's a whole lot going on there. Bees should also be invited, apparently, to weddings and funerals, or they say calamity will befall their keeper. So there you go.
This sounds like someone that's been around bees more than people. And too long.
Maybe, possibly, but apparently it's surprising how strong these traditions are amongst beekeepers. They're kind of, they're just the traditions that people are carrying on. So there you go. Can you imagine, though, what's going to happen when someone finally fills them in about the news of 2020?
Oh, they won't be happy, I tell you what.
No, they're going to need therapy. So
a little bee therapy.
Prepare for a honey shortage. That's what I'm thinking out of all of this.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Exposing the tiffs and the beefs. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Oscars have been postponed to April 25 next year in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, the original date for the ceremony was February 28. The eligibility cutoff date for feature films has also been extended from December 31 to February 28. The Academy says this is to provide the flexibility for filmmakers what they need to finish and release their films without being penalised for something that's beyond their control. Adding that the award ceremony will air live from Hollywood's Dolby Theatre, rejecting the possibility of a pre-taped or virtual ceremony. So it's going to be full steam ahead.
And there'll only be one next year, but it will be the one for 2 years, I assume.
No, it's already been on this year, so instead of being February, it'll be April. So they've only pushed it back a couple of months.
All right, there you go. So no big loss.
An edited version of Gone with the Wind is returning to HBO Max after it was removed due to racial prejudices. There's going to be a black scholar. Her name is Jacqueline Stewart. She's going to be introducing the film when it returns to HBO Max.
Right.
We haven't got a timeline on when it's going to be coming back yet, but that is the edit that they will provide. Nicki Minaj has stirred up some rumours of a Beyoncé feud with her latest collaborations. So she keeps mentioning similar lines about that bum. She uses another word. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Ass.
If you say it with an accent, sure.
Saying that it's fake. I don't know. Anyway, look, this is the line that everyone's talking about in her remix with Doja Cat, her song Say So.
What you talking about, who body fake? With rolling fillers in your face, you just full of hate. That real thing keep your home. Now you looking silly, that's what the silicone.
Okay, her silicone in there. So she's saying somebody's got silicone.
Look, apparently it's about Beyonce. Really? Beyonce, she reckons, is throwing shade at her for being fake, and she's saying that being real isn't getting her anywhere. Anyway, more feuds with Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And speaking of which, pop star Sia has called herself a buffoon and apologised after mixing up Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
Now, well, she wouldn't have been the first.
I know.
Probably won't be the last.
Now, it all started when a fan tweeted a photo of Nicki Minaj asking if Sia would be collaborating with her in the future. And Sia responds with, "I love Cardi B. And although this isn't a collaboration, I would love to collab with her any day." Oh, fans got really upset and called her and started a hashtag Sia is over. Anyway,
that's a bit harsh.
I know. Sia's posted a massive apology, sincere apology. So
fair enough.
Hopefully everybody accepts that.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.